Hello and welcome to the Sid Warrior podcast. Today we have Harsh Koila. I am so excited to talk about investing, about finance, about money, and hopefully learn how to make better investments. I'm glad that you could join in. Harsh, thank you for coming.
Thank you so much, Sid. It's a pleasure and I'm very excited for this conversation.
Where are you speaking from?
Delhi.
Okay.
Where are you from?
Bombay.
Bombay? Oh, nice. Yeah. So I saw your podcast, man. They were very, very interesting.
Thanks, man. Which one did you see?
I saw the Kunal Shah one. Yeah. I saw the Abhish Mathew one. And generally, you do live streams podcast.
Yes. So very recently, I started just recording it and then editing and putting it up. But before this, I was always more of a live stream kind of guy. I loved the interaction with the audience. They would keep asking questions.
Yeah.
Now I'm making a switch. Live stream is a big commitment.
It is.
Yeah. And plus, it does take away from the conversation a little bit.
Sometimes, yeah, maybe you can't catch the flow of it. It's very interesting. Tell me about your target audience. What's your objective for doing all this?
The idea is to connect with people who are keen on learning. So age is not so much of a factor, but I want to connect with people who are curious about different aspects of our society, about education, about jobs. So that I feel like if you're curious about one thing, you can target them to be curious about anything. Curiosity is more of a personality trait than a field specific.
Yeah. I think all great investors, I am in that investor. I think one thing common among all of them, they were all of them are curious like anything. So they're just hungry for to learn more and learn more. So yeah, this is exciting.
The idea of curiosity in investing, the feeling that ye field mein kya naya ho raha hai, is any knowledge extra knowledge for an investor?
No, man. I think even Warren Buffett, right, who's sitting at the top of the table, I feel that even he might be only having 2-3% of the knowledge of the stock market, because stock markets has so many tangents. It's so exciting. There's so many tangents and variables to it. Any day can be a different day. Every day is a new challenge. So that's why the more and more you learn, the lesser it is. So it's more exciting. So it depends on person to person. So for some people, who they love it because they want to know what you think. Some people, they don't, which is also fine. So that's how the market goes. You invest in markets?
Very recently I've started. Before this, I was a very safe mutual fund mein har mahina dalo kind of guy. I still feel like at the end of the day, that is the investment that is going to pay off the most. But since the last 2-3 months, I've started investing, not for anything else, but just so that I get interested in what is going on in the world. So I found out that now that I've bought even one share of Relaxo. Yeah. Now I want to know, acha kya chal raha hai footwear industry mein? Before this, I didn't give a crap, you know, kya hi farak padta hai.
It's very exciting, man. Or, you know, aajkal to the stock market has just exploded all over. I think everyone, the entire world has been crazy after markets.
Yeah.
Or it's very exciting.
What got you started in this whole field of stock markets?
Yeah, for me, my father, being a CA, he was always inclined towards stock market. So I remember in the childhood, he used to take me to stockbroker's office. Right? At that time, there used to be offices. I don't think now anyone will experience those anymore, even for the coming times. But there used to be offices where someone is drinking tea, uncle is talking politics, the business news. Can you picture it? It used to be beautiful. So yeah. I used to go there. Then from there, I remember it used to look like a game. At that time, the charts, and this is 2002, the charts weren't sophisticated enough. So there used to be red and blue flashlights, the trading term old in Mijota. Then from there, I kept getting interest. So I remember I used to ask my dad, "Acha papa, KitKat bhi listed hoti hai kya? Arey ye bhi Faber Castell ke pens, highlighters, ye bhi listed hota hai kya?" So from there, I started getting interest, and yeah, so from there I started my journey in market.
Amazing. The idea of seeing it as a game is so appropriate. It is a game. It's just a game with high stakes.
Yeah, it's a game of probability. It's a game of high stakes. And it's a game of wits, a lot more to be said. It's very exciting.
When you started off, I was looking at your LinkedIn profile and you were talking quite, I think, with a lot of pride that school ka utna role nahi tha. School and college ka. What is your take on that? What role did education play at all? Or was it all self-taught?
Yeah, it was self-taught. I think stock markets is basically it has to be self-taught, at least till now in our country, because nobody teaches it formally. और स्कूल में तो मैं बहुत पिटा आया, I was someone who was really bullied at school. So I remember stock market was that my secret key, mujhe aata aur kisi ko nahi aata. Like I should feel that I am special because I know this. So that's how it started. And college to main gaya nahi. So I did my graduation from open learning. And post graduation also from open learning because my mom was forcing better MBA to kar le kuch to society mein bata de MBA ho gaya. So that was the logic behind it. But I'm happy I did my post grad. And so education not necessarily had any. I'll tell you such an exciting thing. Being a commerce student, I actually learned how to read a balance sheet at the age of 21. Right?
Okay.
Because in my school, I remember all commerce students, we just mug up entries and just pass our exams, whatever those exams are, just mug up all the cash flow entries and stuff like that. But when you try to put that knowledge in real time, when you're trying to analyze a fundamentals of a company, the game is very different. So that's how I realized that there's a major gap between practicality and theoretical.
Do you think that is one way that commerce students should be taught? Like, put your money where your exam is. It invest, even if it's 100 rupees, invest in the company whose balance sheet you are reading and then see agar unka exam performance improve hota hai ki nahi.
100%. Yeah, but still, I feel aajkal to like the Gen Z, we are insane. I recently got invite from a school. So I thought ki theek hai, matlab wo 11th, 12th ke bachche honge who understand economics, basic sense of money, business
world. Yeah.
Those were 8th class students who were playing mock stock. Can you imagine? Like 8th class, I was playing Pokemon cards.
Wow.
So I think the shift has been pretty insane. So yeah. So
you mean like more and more kids are realizing that, okay, this is something we should pay attention to.
Yeah. I think they have more resources also to understand. Us samay hamare paas kuch the nahi resources.
Right.
So this is very exciting. So when you're saying that ki, people should be given live things, and I think now the Gen Z is actually doing it, which is crazy. I can't even imagine what they will become when they grow up. So yeah, it's very exciting.
It's also a sign that our society is evolving. Maybe like more middle class people are gaining that knowledge. Earlier, stock market, at least children exposed to stock market was kind of like upper class. Middle class, the conversation was never there. Maximum kya tha? Gold kharido Diwali ke time pe, that's it. Investment. The conversation was not there. Even in my household, the conversation started when I was maybe 18, 19, 20. Stock market ka, chalo kuch to seekhna chahiye tujhe. You should start learning about it. But yeah, like you said, now it starts in school.
Yeah, but this is actually very exciting when you mention. You're right. Because pehle, it was assumed ki koi stock market mein koi super rich hoga. Because it was like, I think middle class people felt ki we are out of place in markets. It's not our place.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that's a very strong point. Yeah.
Yeah. It's also liberating in a way that you can now look at something like the stock market and say that why it is democracy at the end of the day. You can, based on your skills, based on your researching abilities, really make a name for yourself in the stock market.
Yeah. In stock markets, I feel it is such a democratic platform that your financial background doesn't matter. How much you got your 12th boards, it doesn't matter. All that matters is your common wit, sense. And if you're the best, you will prove it. Nobody can stop you in the market. So yeah.
Can you learn to be good at the market?
You can. But
can it be taught? Okay.
It can be taught, but experience is the integral part of it. It's been 11 years for me in the markets.
Wow. Okay.
And I strongly believe, and the fact is that you cannot be a great investor before the age of 50. You need to spend that amount of time.
50,
yeah. So it's not a very it's not a very like thing I say, I think. But it's a fact. It's a fact. No matter how you say it.
99% of my audience is already like,
It is. So how I tell it to people ki yaar dekho, stock markets is your side business for the rest of your life. No matter what your career, that's your choice. But investing and trading has to be a side business. So you need time also, you need experience also. Abhi jo markets mein hai, majority of us are after October 2020 when the market started to rise up.
Yeah.
And we've only seen the bull runs. So ye, I think Devina Mehra's ma'am ka podcast tha mera. So I heard she mentioned this, that don't confuse bull run with brains. So I think such a deep shift. Just like blue man, ma'am, kya bol diya apne? So
when you see your P&L sheet and everything is green, you think, I am such a brilliant investor. Ki bhai, it's not you.
I'm here. So to hota hai, yes.
The market is saying it's not you, it's me. Tera kuch nahi hai.
True. So actually, we crypto maybe a lot of people think that, and I don't blame them. But obviously, yeah, when you're making profits, you will get into that zone. Yeah, yeah, I'm the best. But वो ये markets ना कुछ time के बाद वो level पे ले आता है.
Yeah, so, मतलब खुद को भी और तुमको भी.
सबको सबको. Dude, I'll tell you when I was started ना तो मैं पहली बार जब after I didn't go to school तो मैं sorry college नहीं गया मैं broke off हो गया. तो आई टू पिक्चर की ब्रो मैं आऊंगा यहाँ पे इनको पता भी नहीं कौन घुस गया मैं आने वाला हूँ मर्सिडीज में यहाँ पे दो साल के अंदर एंड इसको इमेजिन की बताऊँ ये बंदा मुझे जैसे देखेगा ये लोग मेरे बारे में ये बात करेंगे बट वो ये दो साल में मार्केट से लिया था लेवल पे मार्केट था.
दिस एक्चुअली रेजेस अ वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग पॉइंट ऑफ कॉन्फिडेंस वर्सेस ओवर कॉन्फिडेंस इन द मार्केट. डू यू फील लाइक कॉन्फिडेंस प्लेज अ बिग बिग रोल इन हाउ गुड ऑफ एन इन्वेस्टर यू आर?
It does. Yeah. Up on paper, बोलना बड़ा आसान है कि don't be overconfident with this. But in reality, you never knew. मतलब you can't differentiate कि are you being ambitious or are you being underconfident. मतलब the line is so thin.
Yeah.
So ये with experience ही आता है, with gut ही आता है, and वो I think stock markets like mirror है. तो it'll show you the true you. So it'll show the true fears. If you're fearful, if you're greedy, वो दिखा देगा कि actually मैं अब क्या हूँ. So one with experience आता है because on paper तो हाँ you have to be patient, disciplined से बहुत बातें हैं but reality में जब खुद का पैसा लगा होता है ना तो फिर उस समय logic जाता है खिड़की के बाहर और भगवान से भरोसा उड़ जाता है. This is how the markets brings you. So with experience you keep on learning. So that's how it.
Right, because overconfidence अभी आप जब बता रहे थे I got this thought that it is a retrospective diagnosis. मतलब वो बाद में रिजल्ट के ऊपर पता चलेगा कि आप कॉन्फिडेंट थे कि ओवर कॉन्फिडेंट थे.
या वो तो है एवरी सिंगल टाइम एंड एवरी टाइम इट्स अ न्यू सिचुएशन सो यू आर फिगरिंग आउट जिसमें कि यार अभी तो मैं ओवर कॉन्फिडेंट नहीं हो रहा हूं अभी तो मैं ज्यादा वो डिफरेंट खेल रहा हूं. दोस थिंग्स आर ऑलवेज प्ले ऑन.
या एंड व्हेन यू ट्राई टू क्रिएट स्टोरीज आउट ऑफ योर सक्सेसेस पीछे देख के बोलना बहुत आसान है कि देखो मैंने ये ऐसे ऐसे किया था आई वाज सो ब्रिलियंट एंड देन दैट्स व्हाई दिस हैपेंड
100% जैसे आई टेल यू. Sorry, you're saying something.
No, go ahead, please.
So, adding to this point only, jaise a lot of people think, if you take Rakesh Jhunjhunwala, sir, he bought Titan at 3 rupees average buy price 202, and up to it's above 2100.
Correct.
So, people think, arre yaar, dekho, asaan hai. But asaan nahi hai. Just imagine, if you hold a stock for 3 rupees, wo 4 pe ho gaya. Andar aag lag jati hai, theek hai? We keep checking our portfolio, ki kitna profit ho, kitna profit ho, and you have to sell it. And that guy hasn't sold it till now.
Unbelievable. So,
it's unbelievable. Phir log ye bolte ki because he has a lot of money. But I feel that nobody thinks they have a lot of money. I'm sure even Mukesh Ambani sir must be thinking ki yaar paisa kam hai, paisa aur chahiye. So it takes wohi on paper markets ko padhna bada asaan hai. But reality mein it's a different ball game.
Kya baat kehti yaar? Nobody thinks they have a lot of money. Matlab they have money, but they always want more.
Yeah, if we think हमारे पास पैसा नहीं तो if we see ourselves from somebody else's eyes, we are financially free. Technically, हमारे पास छाता है, हमारे पास खाना है, तो technically we are financially free. So it's very subjective. ये भी I've learned to experience.
That's a dangerous attitude to take into the stock market, right? I feel you need that hunger a little bit.
You do. But वो ये कि people give excuses कि यार वो कर सकते हैं because they have a lot of money. अब वो lot of money is also subjective.
Yeah.
So it's not about the money. It's कि यार यहाँ पे खून लोहा होना चाहिए टू सरवाइव द मार्केट्स.
या बिकॉज़ इफ आई लुक एट माय पोर्टफोलियो एंड अगर कोई भी स्टॉक के ऊपर लिखा है प्लस 15% वो कैसे नहीं बेचूं यार. मतलब
क्योंकि
इट्स नॉट सो मच दैट आई वांट टू अर्न दैट मनी इट इज मोर दैट कल जब गिरेगा I cannot deal with the regret. वो नहीं हो पाएगा मेरे से. To avoid that regret, I am selling. I know that.
It happens. बताऊँ ये और ये मेरे साथ भी बहुत हुआ है कि markets में तो regret बहुत होता है बहुत बार. तो 2013 when I found my first multi-bagger.
Right.
तो अब उस समय हर investor का एक level होता है. ठीक है एक mind thought के level होता है कि इससे ज़्यादा profits वो सहन नहीं कर पाएगा. तो when me and Aditya were doing together and we were having very decent profits, multi-bagger हो गया.
Yeah.
उसके आगे we could not survive. जैसी market टीचा मिल गया, आओ, मुझे पता था मैं बेवकूफ हूँ. You know, all those self-cursing thoughts आ गई थी दिमाग में कि यार अब तो गए, अब तो सब खत्म हो गया, all the weight is ruined. But as the market went up, I sold. After which it went up again by 20%.
Of course.
So this happens. Now I know कि अब I can wait till longer. सो विद टाइम यू कीप इंक्रीजिंग योर कैपेसिटी. बट हाँ होता है, प्रॉफिट को बेचना बिल्कुल भी आसान नहीं होता, मतलब प्रॉफिट को रखना बिल्कुल भी आसान नहीं होता.
ओह भाई, इट्स सच एन इनवर्स थॉट. पीपल थिंक दैट यू नीड टू हैव द कैपेसिटी टू बेयर लॉसेस.
या
बट व्हाट यू आर सेइंग इज यू नीड टू हैव द कैपेसिटी टू बेयर प्रॉफिट्स.
100% आप खुद देखोगे इन एवरीवनस पोर्टफोलियो, दिस इज कॉमन विद एवरीवन.
Yeah.
All of them will be having loss-making stocks in their portfolio. जब loss होता है तो भाई हम long-term investor हैं, ठीक है, हम देखते नहीं. और जब profit हो रहा होगा तो every 2 seconds we'll be checking our phone. और it happens to everyone कि कितना profit है, कितना हो रहा है. So वो ये stock market on paper is the easiest career to be in. It's a no-brainer. But in reality, the game is different.
Oh man, it is so inverse. You are absolutely correct. Loss-making में we are long-term. जैसे green हो गया.
So yeah, this happened. Dude.
I was reading about neuromarketing. I don't know if you've ever gone into that door at all, but trying to understand investor mentality, trying to understand the market mentality from the perspective of neuroscience. Because eventually everything is brain ke andar jo networks kaam kar rahe. There was one very interesting thing that right from the hunter-gatherer times, we are not designed to deal with excess of anything. हमारा वायरिंग है कि हम शॉर्टेज से आए हैं. वी हैव कम फ्रॉम अ टाइम ऑफ इन अवेलेबिलिटी ऑफ थिंग्स. खाना नहीं है, दोस्त नहीं है, सेफ्टी नहीं है, सिक्योरिटी नहीं है. तो हमारा वायरिंग है कि जैसे ही आपको कुछ हमारा वायरिंग ही ऐसा है कि जैसे ही आपको कुछ भी सिक्योरिटी मिल गया, सेफ्टी मिल गया, उसको कैश इन करके रख दो. You cannot afford to lose it. You cannot afford to not utilize it. Which is why, agar samne cake dikh gaya, to first instinct is ki kha lo bhai, abhi agle ek mahine mein jungle mein kahan pe itna calories milenge.
Wow, this is very interesting, yeah. So you think this still persists after so many generations? So
yeah, the brain is still the same.
Now I'm thinking on it. Huh, I think this logic fits perfectly well in that case, though. अरे बहुत बार होता है, बताऊं, आई आल्सो फेस की सपोज आई एम लाइक फुल, आई कांट ईट, आई एम फुल टू द ब्रिम, बट अगर आई हैव गॉन आउट समवेयर एंड यू नो एपेटाइजर्स कम, सो योर माउथ ऑटोमेटिकली स्टार्ट सैलिवेटिंग, यू लाइक कि ब्रो खा लो, इसलिए ये फैलता जा रहा हूं मैं. सो आई गेस, बट यू आर राइट, दिस इज एक्चुअली
इट्स योर ब्रेन्स वे ऑफ म्यूचुअल फंड कि इन्वेस्ट करते जाओ खाने में, दोस्तों में, क्योंकि पता नहीं कब क्या जरूरत पड़े.
True. I think delay gratification will be higher.
Delaying gratification is a learned thing. Animals can't delay gratification. Animals ka wo hota hai ki instinctively jab dekha to kar lo. So that is why a lot of investors will follow the animal trend. Jaise red dikhya, anxiety shuru. It's not their fault. It is coming from a very primitive, isko limbic system kehte hai, jo aapke emotions ko control karta hai. तो जैसे रेड दिख गया, ओ माय गॉड क्या होने वाला है. जैसे ग्रीन दिख गया, ओ माय गॉड अगर गिर गया तो क्या होगा,
तो क्या होने वाला है.
ओ माय गॉड ऑन बोथ साइड्स.
दिस इज एक्चुअली रियली इंटरेस्टिंग. हां, इट मेक्स परफेक्ट सेंस, बिकॉज़ इफ यू, मतलब आई थिंक बिहेवियरल इकोनॉमिक्स भी कम्स फ्रॉम अ प्लेस वेयर दिस, फ्रॉम दिस ओनली. एंड मुझे रिसर्च करनी पड़ेगी.
Go for it. In fact, I will send you some. मैंने दो तीन बहुत ही अच्छे articles पढ़े थे. I'll just send you. I'll take your number from Kanishka and I'll send it to you.
Definitely.
When you are dealing with fluctuations in the market, hona hi hai, market to fluctuate hote. What is your trick? How do you say all is well?
Acha. See, mera ye jo concept, jo main, I take it to the brain. And this was one thing I would advise to anyone. Your reason for buying and selling should be the same. इसका मतलब कि if your reason for buying and selling same, मतलब strategy है, otherwise strategy नहीं. So a lot of people what they do, trade के लिए stock खरीदा, ठीक है, नीचे गिर गया, they're long term investor. The reason for buying and selling different, it's a wrong move. अब बहुत बार people apply for IPOs and this happened in IRFC, बहुत लोग जाते होता. Distinct day gains के लिए खरीदा, loss हो गया, बेचा नहीं. So reason for buying and selling is not the same. तो इसका मतलब you don't have any strategy. So, मेरा फिक्स है कि if I am holding this stock for this period, तो मैं इसी वजह से बेचूंगा. If I am holding for this period, तो मैं इसी वजह से.
Right.
Now, I feel after 11 years, fluctuations don't bother me that much. I would be lying if I say it don't bother me at all. करती है, obviously. But इतनी मुझे फर्क नहीं पड़ता उससे. But yeah, so I just focus on that. अगर my reason for buying and selling ठीक है ना, चाहे मैं नुकसान में भी चला जाऊं. I know it for a fact कि बाद में it'll come back. So, it's fine.
It'll come back. So, would you recommend that before you buy, you say it out loud. You set your strategy, कि I am buying this one for this reason. Is that a healthy practice?
It is. What I recommend ki apne portfolio ko divide karo. Ki
okay.
Ye mera 8 to 48 months ki investment hai. Ye meri ultra long term jisko mujhe chhuna hi nahi no matter what happens. This is that for trade. And just before making trade, likh lo ki ye maine RSI dekhi liye or any other strategy, whatever one might be using. Aur aapko bechna usi ko dekh ke. Ab agar if you bought, a lot of time what happens that if you bought using a dip, आपने को टिप ले ली या किसी ने बोल दिया या न्यूज़ मारा, यू जस्ट बॉट इट,
मैंने सुना है कि ये बढ़ने वाला है,
सुना है तो बढ़ने वाला है, फिर तो देखो उसका कोई इलाज नहीं है, फिर तो आपकी मर्जी, जब बेचो जब करो, क्योंकि देयर इज नो रीज़न फॉर बाइंग इट. सो आई थिंक द बिगेस्ट प्रॉब्लम इन स्टॉक मार्केट्स एक्चुअली, देखो ट्रेडिंग इन्वेस्टिंग तो बोरिंग जॉब बिकॉज यू डू द सेम थिंग अगेन अगेन, बट अनफॉर्चुनेटली पीपल आर लुकिंग फॉर एक्साइटमेंट ओवर हियर. यार ITC खरीदते हैं, सब खरीदते हैं, देखते हैं क्या होता है, and they feel a part of the group when everyone's buying Yes Bank and ITC, maybe khidta hun, so I'll also be part of the group, confirmation bias. So I don't think stock market is a place where you get excitement ye to dream 11 hai, Tirupati app hai, you go for those, but you don't come in stock market for excitement.
How do you avoid it though? Because the, like you said, you got into the stock market because it felt like a game. The reason is, it is like a game. It is risk taking, it is reward, and it is punishment. 100%. So all three are important for gaming.
Yeah.
So how do you avoid it? How do you remind yourself ki it's not a game? It is, we have to go look elsewhere for a game.
Yeah, how I look at it, it's a game of probability, right? In which all these tangents are there, jo aapne bataya. It's a game of probability. And agar aapke 10 mein se 5 trade khatam bhi hoge na, it's fine. But agar wo 3 chal gaye, तो वो तीन इस लेवल पे चल जाएंगे दैट योर नेक्स्ट टू जनरेशंस डोंट नीड टू वर्क आफ्टर यू, मतलब यू विल हैव सो मच ओवर वेल्थ. सो इफ यू सी, आई थिंक आई एम फॉरगेटिंग, इट वाज पीटर लिंच और हार्ड मार्क्स, आई एम फॉरगेटिंग हु वाज इट, अ पर्सन इंटरव्यू, मतलब वेरी कॉकी इंटरव्यू होता है ना कि सर आपके तो 10 में से 7 चार टूट गए, आप क्या करोगे, तो 10 में से आई थिंक 6-7 ही मेंशन, तो ही सेड, तो इट्स फर्स्ट आस्क्ड टू हार्ड मार्क्स और पीटर लिंच, समवन अमंग द टू, दे सेड कि आई एम होपिंग फॉर टू ऑफ माय मोर स्टॉक्स टू डाई डाउन. But that one stock that will go up, that will, so it's a game of probability.
Yeah.
So if you buy 10 stocks, so if I buy Reliance Industries today, I'm not sure if it'll survive for the, jabki abhi to lag raha hai ki it'll survive forever, but you never know future mein kya hoga. If you buy 5, you know, kya kehte hain, 2 will die, 1 will give you that same return, but those 2 will give you such exponential return that you sorted.
So this is one strategy that I'm gravitating more and more towards, that you have 5 or 10 stocks that are untouchables. खरीदते जाओ, जैसे रेड दिख गया खरीदो, बेचना ही नहीं है. एंड यू हैव 10 विच आर ट्रेडिंग, तुझे जो करना है करो, ऊपर गया नीचे गया खेलते रहो.
अभी
मैं यहां तक पहुंच गया, लाइक आई एम जस्ट वेरी वेरी अर्ली स्टेजेस ऑफ ट्रेडिंग, बट दिस इज माई अर्ली थॉट्स कि चलो ऐसे करके, ऑफकोर्स आई थिंक आई विल गो इन टू अ लॉस, बट सीखेंगे.
I think you're going to have a lot of fun because if you like psychology, जैसे आपने बताया neuroscience, तब खुद देखोगे and होगा क्या कि long term, वही on paper long term बड़ा आसान है to create FOMO कि यार इतना डालते इतना हो जाता है, इतना डालते इतना, तो we have FOMO तो सब markets में, I think same is happening crypto right now.
Yeah.
But to hold it for long term, when the market goes red, ठीक है, जब आपको पता है पैसा हाइप करो, पैसा नीचे पे नीचे जा ही जा रहा, आपको पता है कि अगले महीने भी नीचे जाएगा, उस टाइम पे द एक्चुअल टेस्ट बिगिंस. So bull market and everything is happy. Haan ki doori sab acha hai. Correct. You'll see. You'll notice how your emotions change when the price changes. It's very exciting.
The way I relate to it is your emotion before you start a plank. And after 1 minute of a plank, you are not the same person.
Dude, this is so awesome. I'm stealing this line from you. I'm sorry, bro. I'm taking this line from you. Am I going to use it? I think, yeah, it's a perfect analogy. You're right. क्योंकि when you start a plank, you're like, भाई
हो जाएगा, खींच लूंगा मैं. after one minute, you're like this crying baby, कि नहीं करना है मुझे, नहीं करना है.
Well true. Yeah, 100%.
So that's one of the trickiest things that I've had to deal with. That when we say identity, when we say you should know who you are, the problem is that who you are keeps changing.
Yeah. It does.
With the circumstances. And this is not something people talk about. People think that identity is something fixed. Ki haan, main hu toh main aisa hu. Bhai, aisa nahi hai. Your identity is a constant, fluid, changing thing. Man.
Your beliefs, everything with time, with life is what happens. So it keeps on changing, it keeps on evolving. It's very interesting. Jaise batao, ye mujhe sirf na money mein bahut lagta hai. Ye Indians mein bahut famous hai. All of us think that other person is stupid with money. ठीक है, हम इस मानते हैं कि वो तो उसको संभालना नहीं आता, मैं ही जीनियस हूँ, एंड दिस इज आई थिंक ऑल ऑफ अस आर गिल्टी ऑफ इट एट वन पॉइंट ऑफ टाइम. बट व्हाट आई वेरी अबाउट अ ईयर अगो रियलाइज दैट सबके बैकग्राउंड फॉर डिफरेंट है. आई हैव हैड डिफरेंट फाइनेंशियल एक्सपीरियंस, डिफरेंट थिंग्स, सो आई कैन नॉट जज एनीवन एल्स ऑन व्हाट रिलेशनशिप विद मनी दे हैव. राइट, मैं तो बनिया हूं तो मैं तो खर्च करता ही नहीं हूं. सो so, yeah,
that's this a very is, useful trait, dude.
ask my wife, she'll tell you about it. How useful it is.
Okay. Again, perspectives will differ, but
yeah, yeah. You're right, but haan, kaafi dusse tha. Perspective, everything changes with time.
Yeah. you mentioned crypto. Now, let's talk about crypto for a bit.
Hmm.
What's your instinctive take on this?
I would say speculation.
Okay.
Because see, I am a fundamentalist.
Hmm.
So if you see, it's a currency. Hmm. It is not asset. So if I have a 500 rupee note, I will not say this is my asset. No, it's a currency.
Yeah.
Currency ki do definitions hain, medium of exchange, store of value. Crypto, so, as of
what
now,
is the other one?
Store of value.
Store medium of exchange, value.
Store of value. So
like
you know,
forex.
Forex. So if I have a 100 rupee note, I know ki 100 rupee ka rahega. Right. So crypto mein the store of value clearly is not the case, and medium exchange debatable, very debatable. Some people are, yes, it's debatable. So for me, it is a currency. So I will never treat it as an asset because it does not have any intrinsic value. Asset nahi hai, toh first, how can I call it an investment? And itna volatile ho raha hai ki for me, I would stick to equity because that is what my true love is. To be honest, I love equities. So I'm going to stick to equity and derivatives, and so yeah, that's my take on crypto.
Yeah,
I'm not that optimistic on it.
Understood. So I, from whatever little I know, I love the concept of blockchain much more than I love the concept of crypto. I feel like blockchain as a concept has the potential of changing lives.
It does.
Crypto is blockchain taken too far. excitement mein log कह देते कुछ भी, ऐसा लग रहा है मुझे.
या आई डोंट नो, बिकॉज़ आई वाज थिंकिंग कि अब अगर जो बार्टर सिस्टम होता था राइट, उस समय कोई बोलता कि यू नो हम पेपर करेंसी लाएंगे या फिर पेपर से वील ट्रेड, एंड दैट पर्सन बड़ा थॉट दैट रूड यूर इनसेन. अभी शायद मुझे लग रहा है कि हो सकता है, हाँ तो हो सकता है आई एम रिस्ट्रिक्टेड बाय माय स्कोप ऑफ थॉट, दैट इज क्वाइट पॉसिबल. So could be the future, and there are the telltale signs because currency with the debt bhad gaya overall, currency is losing its value, it's not even backed up by gold anymore. Bretton Woods agreement ke baad. So yes, this can be the future, but I find it very difficult, yeah, because currency is the thing that government controls and has government as a major tool on it. Now, how can a government allow to let go of this tool? So they can't even control the economy after this.
Correct.
So there are a lot of questions, but personally, to invest in it doesn't make sense because fundamentally it's not an investment.
Yeah.
So that's my take. But huh, I could be limited by my scope of imagination. Or blockchain to NFTs is such a beautiful.
I was just about to link to that.
Brilliant concept.
What is your take on NFT?
I think it's a brilliant concept. It's like it clearly is a lot overhyped right now. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying the technology is bad. Okay. Ek time mein .com burst bhi tha, toh .com was overhyped, but technology still persists, right?
Yeah.
I feel NFT is a technology for long term, 100%, because this actually allows people to give them a digital value, to allow artists, allow musicians to have that thing, and it makes a lot of sense. So NFT, same with blockchain. So mujhe NFT ka concept really find it very exciting.
Right, and NFT is something that I feel even when I tried to learn it, every time I have a conversation on NFT, I understand it a little differently.
Yeah,
like one more possibility comes out of it. Ki acha, ye bhi ho sakta hai NFT. This conversation can become an NFT so it is like we are giving value to really abstract things jo pehle hamare dimag mein aaya hi nahi tha ki acha iska bhi value hai. So yeah,
I feel NFT na emotion, a lot of people don't understand the concept here, dude. Why can't I just screenshot the entire scene and just keep it to myself?
Yeah,
but isme logic nahi hai, so you have to remove logic from this emotion. Ek toh emotion of being owner of that. So everyone has the, which is a Mona Lisa painting, but one original is only, so you have that pride ki mere paas hai. And that social status jo milta hai. So that is something that is attached to NFT massively.
Yeah.
And that is why I feel this is one technology that will definitely persist. For this is at least what I feel.
Yeah, because can you own a moment?
Mm.
So you and I are having a podcast. This podcast will be available on Spotify and YouTube. That is different. But this moment, this conversation that we are having, can you own the, not the rights to the podcast, but can you own the rights? Can you own the conversation? It is, it sounds so crazy. It's something that we haven't even thought about, but I feel that is what NFT will open up. We can have people owning rights to somebody's first date, for example. Just think about it. Like if two people have a first date and they sell the rights to that, it could fund their wedding.
Good.
What a concept, dude.
Nee, but I really find it exciting, that moment, you know, ki jab an artist is drawing something, or jab usko there's a strike of lightning, na, he gets that inspiration, goosebumps aate hain, like this is that moment I'm talking about. Yeah, this is actually, if you come to think of it, I think we're moving in that direction itself, that we're owning that moment. But yes, NFTs is a very exciting concept for the future. Yeah. Let's see how it pans out.
Have you ever tried to incorporate blockchain into your own life, like, or into your own practice anywhere?
As of now, no. So I am completely into equities and derivatives.
Okay.
As of now, no. But I feel that personally, blockchain has a scope. Technology can be used for much better and greater things also.
Got it.
So let's see how it works out to be. But as of now, I stick to equities and derivatives.
Got it. So when you say derivatives, you mean option trading, like futures options.
Yeah.
I have an instinctive fear of that because I don't understand it. Would you encourage a new investor to even look into that, or you feel like 3 saal tak dekhna hi nahi hai?
Koi chance nahi dekhne ka, theek hai? Future options can actually, dude, it's like I've seen people who have had to sell their homes because of stock markets. I've seen people whose wives have left them with the children. If this level pe the scene goes, it can go really bad.
Okay.
So future options does look like a very attractive thing, because you have less amount of money, but the risk is double if you actually calculate it.
Okay.
So it's like a car. If you don't know how to drive it, or mera Honda se accident ho gaya, to Honda ki galti nahi hai, wo meri galti, mujhe gaadi chalani aati.
Right.
So it's like that. And future option like a F1 car. So if you don't know how to drive a normal car, to F1 car ko chhod do, you'll pakka crash it. So one should stick away. So it's a game of, okay, you can be one out of a million cases who makes it big in the first year. Wo to smoking bhi bata. If you're a smoker, to you, one smoker will be there jo 150 years tak jee jayega. But majority of them will die.
Yeah.
So same as future options. So you need to get your time before entering.
Got it. So, okay, the short answer is, bacho, stay away from derivatives until you've figured out normal equity, learning about a company's fundamentals and doing research first.
100%. Yeah, but the main issue, na, if all of you are listening to the audience, just focus not on the amount of money you earn, focus on your ROI. If you have only 1,000 rupees, but your ROI is 5%, 6% on a monthly basis, you are killing it. That is a good situation to judge yourself. Bahut log apne aap ko absolute numbers mein judge karte hain, which is completely wrong. So agar koi bolta mujhe mahine ka 1 lakh kamana hai, to theek hai, 1 crore dal do, mahine ka 1 lakh to kama hi loge.
So
that is the concept, that one should focus on a percentile. And if your percentile is good, and for 4-5 months you're able to sustain it, tab iska matlab you have a good grasp on it.
Oh, that's brilliant. This is a concept that you can apply across the board. I mean, stock market is the most visually graspable thing, but ROI should be a concept you put into everything.
You
should put it into your job, you should put it into your relationships, you should put it into your hobbies. Like, how much effort versus how much return are you getting?
I think the biggest problem that a lot of people, they don't see things in percentile. They always see absolute figures. So that is why it is.
Yeah. There is also a drawback of the human brain, that we can only see things in black and white. Okay, either or, yes, no, towards and away. We have to train ourselves to calculate nuance. Ki ye dono ho sakta hai. Achha bura dono ho sakta hai. Something to go for and something to avoid, dono ho sakta hai. And this is something that you can slowly get the hang of. We have to, so for example, when I talk about diseases, like as a doctor, we tend to think of health as absolute. But either you're healthy or you're sick. But sometimes you're both. Health is a spectrum. At any given point, you are both healthy and sick. But how much healthy and how much sick, it is a, that bar keeps changing. So I feel like risk is something you should understand in that sense, that there is risk. Nothing is absolutely safe. Nothing is absolutely risky. But what is the level of safety? What is the level of risk that you are willing to take? So my health and your health is different. What is healthy for me may be sick for you.
True. This is pretty... actually you're right. Because bahut bahut hota hai ki we tend to judge people. So ya to hota hai ki ye to kharab hai, achha hai. We are not... We might not know him, so we can't judge him. So your instinct is to good or bad.
Correct. Because it's easy, right? Brain को उतना energy spend नहीं करना पड़ता है कि ये मम्मी बोलती है वो बच्चे से दूर रहना वो खराब है मतलब खराब है like he has nothing to offer you and we grow up thinking like that.
True, makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
Tell me about your
right.
Sorry. Yeah, correct.
नहीं please.
I was going to ask you about the school of finance that you're running. Tell me about that.
Okay. So, what's the logic behind it? See, is that my only aim, right, is to reach the Forbes top 50 investors of this world. And I will do that no matter what happens. Be it when I'm 50, 85, I don't care. But that will happen. Now, what happened that after 2013, then we started training on behalf of BSE and NSE. And I used to like public speaking. So, I saw that kya training mein mujhe bahut maza aata hai. Theek hai? It's great to meet new people. And the fact of the matter is that it also allows me to earn income. So, hota hai ki meri income aa rahi hai, toh I take less risk on my portfolio. So, my chances of reaching my goal is fast enough. Bahut tez ho gaya.
Yeah.
So, we decided ki it's a win-win situation. Win for the people. Kyun? Because you've been mentored by people who actually markets mein hain. Right? And win for us also because it allows us to take less risk.
Yeah.
So, this is how GSF ka entire concept started. So, we started by... हम पहले लिव इन दिल्ली राइट सो नॉर्थ कैंपस में आई टू गो अराउंड कॉलेजेस की यार तुम्हारे स्टूडेंट प्रेसिडेंट का नाम पता है ये पता है आई वांट टू डू फ्री सेशन एंड दैट इज एक्चुअली हाउ आई मेट माय वाइफ सो या तो मैं गया उस मुझे
ग्रेट इन्वेस्टिंग
इसको बोलते हैं आरओआई हाउ गुड आरओआई
वंडरफुल
सो या फिर करते 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 लव वी आर हियर
ऑफ कोर्स हाउ सुपर मैन सुपर How many students do you have?
Till now, we have trained more than 2 lakh people. 2 lakh people.
Wow. Yeah. And this has been crazy. 5 years, 6 years?
We started
2013.
No, December 2014. And then that to 29 December 2014. So you can just consider to be 2015 itself.
Okay.
So yeah, it's been a good amount of time.
So almost like 6 years now.
Yeah.
Dude, that is incredible.
Yeah, dude. It's when I look back at it, it's very crazy. But I wish I had given more time to social media. Man. I used to think social media is bakwas hai. Matlab, I never used to even consider the fact. Yeah. Now, luckily, since COVID, jab se hame, we don't have to travel for sessions. Tab I've really started focusing on social media. But yeah, it's been crazy. I'm so happy. Batao, itni achhi information available hai to everywhere. So if somebody's an investor and he's looking for right now, uske paas pura khula maidan hai. He has so many options to learn from, to hear from. Matlab, IPO के इतने analysis आते हैं और वो भी different perspective से it is so crazily brilliant जब मेरे time पे 2010 में था तो broker office में एक वो side में वो रख देता था जो चाय रखते हैं ना side में form रखा है मिट्टी पड़ी हुई है भरना है तो भर दो perspective था 50 पेज का if you have the capacity read it and that was it and CNBC में कभी-कभी थोड़ा side में आता था about this IPO but up to it's insane man markets it's very it's a golden age for investors actually
wow yeah I mean if you have to use it's the same thing with social media When you say that social media is whatever, the advantage is instant connectivity.
Yeah.
So it comes with all its drawbacks also. But for somebody who knows how to use connections, insane. So much time, so much energy gets saved because of this. Top 3 websites that you use for researching on an equity.
Okay. So for macros, I'll use Trading Economics. Brilliant website. ठीक है सेकंड आई यूज चित्तौड़गढ़ ठीक है उसके बाद स्क्रीनर्स गुड टिकर टेप इज गुड आई रियली लाइक दीज प्लेटफॉर्म्स एक और जो प्रांजल कामरा प्लेटफॉर्म फिनोलॉजी वन आई थिंक दैट प्लेटफॉर्म इज ब्रिलियंट
फिनोलॉजी
या सो दीज आर सम ऑफ द माय पर्सनली गुड
ओके व्हाट इज चित्तौड़गढ़
Chittorgarh.com which is a website for I know it doesn't sound like a financial website but it is a website.
It sounded like a geography website for some reason
I till date could not figure out why the hell is it named Chittorgarh.com but the content is like really good straightforward they've got credible information out there
amazing
so yeah that's one website we should definitely look at
done man If somebody is a young investor, right, and they're about to start, and I'm sure a lot of your students must have been asking this question, how do you start your advice? Before anything else, remember this.
I would say your reason for buying and selling should all be the same.
Yes.
Okay. And dusra, don't fixate on earning. Matlab, percentile return be focused. A lot of people like, sir, main kama nahi raha market mein 2 mahine hue. Like, yeah, bro, what are you talking about? 2 months. It's like, matlab, you have people study years and years for this. So, wo ye, people keep doing absolute figures ki main se 1000 rupees kama raha hu, ye kama raha hu. But look at the ROI. If your ROI is good, you can make that 1000 rupees into like lakhs of rupees. But your ROI has to be good. That's the crucial part. So just focus on that.
How often do you talk of compounding, man?
A lot. A lot. That is the real game. That is the real game.
Yeah.
So you'll actually always see a good trader will never be a trader for long. Because what does that happen? Because it happened with me when I entered the markets. So obviously, mera tha ki bhai Mercedes chahiye, ye chahiye, all those crazy dreams. But if you're a good trader, you'll automatically realize trading matlab aap secure utha rahe ho. Investing matlab you're taking the entire bulk loads of money with you. And that's how compounding works. So all great investors, be it Benjamin Graham, be it George Soros, be it Hesse Livermore, they had started with trading. Now they become investors. So this is what the scene is, that compounding is actually the name of the game. I know it's more exciting to read about it. Kitna karta ho gaya. But people it's very difficult to apply it. But yeah, that's the real game.
It's also more exciting to trade in the short term. Wo gambling wala feeling aati hai,
wo adrenaline, yes.
Adrenaline rush aata hai. You feel like, win and lose, risk. You get all that kick. But investing is much slower. Investing takes a lot of thought.
Yeah. It's a slow game. It's like a... When you cook something in a slow cooker, it takes time, a day or so, time rahega. It's that game. And I think you can't teach it. You have to hit that level of maturity. If you're a good trader, if you reach that level, you will automatically realize it. Right. Now, when does that time come? It's different for different people. It's very hard to say.
Right.
But yeah.
Wow. Amazing, dude. I think I have asked you a lot of questions. I have one last question, which comes from a very personal space, okay? And it's very selfish. I want to start investing in startups. How would I even go about this? Is it something that you look into?
Not necessarily. So I am invited to Angel Meets. I went there out of curiosity because I wanted to know what do people look into companies. And obviously it's a big risk, it's a big reward.
Correct.
But personally, I'm more into equity debit. So I don't think I'll be the right person to guide you in this.
Okay. So you don't, you're not even curious, or you don't open that door at all.
I'm curious. I sometimes look into it, but meri mohabbat se equity derivative se hai. Main iske aage badha hi nahi hu na, main badhna chahta hu. I just want to stick to this. So I'm, sacha pyar hai. So my target is very clear and I want to only excel in this field. So that's why I only stick to equity and derivatives. So bahut badhna, I'm a little biased also towards them, which is understandable also.
Okay.
So yeah, that's
amazing. What's your trading day like? When you start, the market opens at what? 9:30?
9:30, yeah.
So are you on the table at 9:30?
Not always, to be honest. If I'll be very honest with you, I am on the table by 9:45, 10-ish tak I'm ho jata, table pe I'm there.
Right.
Fir markets mein I'm active to 12. Take it for 12 to 1 or 2, I'll do my other stuff, jo beech-beech mein kaam hoga. Uske baad I'll come back to the markets. Then you have either have training for someone or any other event that's going on. Fir main apna wo around 7:38, I'll balance out everything. What are my trades? What are my plans? What are the investment goals?
Yeah.
And fir raat ko jab tak Nasdaq or Dow Jones khatam na ho, tab tak neend aayi nahi sakti. That is the biggest curse of my life. I just cannot sleep on time.
Wow.
So yeah, then I see the markets. How is DAX, German markets? How is DAX performing? How are these markets performing?
Okay.
You keep on looking at the news. You look at the macros. Read a couple of books. So I'm more of a binge reader. I have books. So I just pick up any random book and I just keep reading the middle.
Yeah.
And so this is how my ideal day would look like.
Wow, dude. So you are somebody who keeps track of foreign markets as well, because that makes a big difference.
Yeah. Not all markets. I would say the markets like Germany, Japan, America, I keep track of these markets very carefully, but not emerging markets. Brazil, Russian markets, I'm not that into.
Okay.
But the markets that affect us directly, I'm heavily into.
Okay. Because that is something that I haven't even thought about. I've never looked at the US market or Japan market before buying any share. What am I missing out on? Is that, do you feel like that is playing a role in my investment?
Not necessarily. I'll tell you why. Because the Indian markets, they follow these markets because a lot of our businesses are dependent on these economies. So it's kind of like a cheat code. You'll always see that if on 90% of the nine out of 10 days, mm-hmm. if the Dow Jones has performed this level, not proportionally, but the Nifty and Sensex will perform accordingly. If Dow Jones is up, it's very much possible that they will be up. There's no proportion to it, but there's like a cheat code. Jo hota hai.
Damn, so it is like getting tomorrow's newspaper.
Yeah, it gives you an idea. See what's going to happen, what can we expect in the markets. Of course, yeah, it's 55% of the market capitalization. US markets are 55-56%. Same. Right. Or India to abhi top, I think top 10, top 15 markets maybe nahi aa raha, unfortunately, but I feel ki we have that capacity to reach that.
Yeah.
So yeah.
So somebody said that the kind of ROC that Indian companies are showing, I mean, even US companies are not really reaching there. So it's a very fast growing market in India.
It is very exciting. And if you actually remove FANG stocks, if you remove Facebook, Apple, Amazon, Google, Netflix, plus Microsoft, you'll see the American markets are not that strong actually. They're okay. So these companies are so ridiculously big now that that's the only advantage I feel the US American markets have. Yeah. So if you remove them, then I feel Indian markets can definitely reach up to that level.
Those six have become like a country of their own.
They are. I think they run the entire world also. They can run the entire world. Yeah, dude, Google today can decide which business they want to do well and which business they don't want, they would not like to do well. And they correct. Nobody can do anything about it. It's crazy.
I mean, forget antitrust and all that. Kuch farak nahi padta the.
Kuch farak nahi padta. It's crazy. And of course, as an investor, it's a good thing. But if you talk about the macros and the business competition, it's unhealthy. But I don't think this is going to change anytime soon. What's your take on this?
There is always aggregation of power throughout history, throughout evolution. Aggregation of power hota hi hai, but invariably there is a dissolution of power also. So you don't know when that will be, but it is a cycle of people want aggregation of power for only one thing. It is convenient, everything is streamlined, but it comes with all its corruptions and all those other problems. So then the pendulum shifts and people say, no, we want chaos. We want decentralization.
Yeah.
We want independence. And then independence ka problem shuru ho jata hai ki bhai kuch coordination nahi hai, cooperation nahi hai. So again, there is a centralization. I feel like crypto mein bhi wohi hone wala hai. You cannot escape that. You cannot escape that cycle.
Very true. It's so exciting to think. But if you listen to Robert Kiyosaki, is that quote, Robert Kiyosaki?
Yeah.
He is heavily in favor of crypto. He investing towards gold, I think, because his points are actually logically right. He currency is a myth. It does not have any value. It's not backed up by money.
Yeah.
It's nothing. Right? So it's not backed up by gold. Sorry. So yes, it can happen. It's very exciting to see in the future. But again, I think, for you go into philosophical areas, what can happen, what might happen. So it gets very exciting, but I think we'll have to tell. But you're right.
Yeah.
This happens, the entire cycle, market ki bhi cycle and nature ki bhi cycle, har cheez cycle cycle chal raha.
Exactly. So I don't think we should be surprised by it. We have to just learn to ride the wave, I suppose.
Yeah.
Amazing, man. Harsh, thank you so much for joining in. This was a super fun conversation. And I'm very glad that we could connect.
Thank you so much, Syed. I had a blast. I thought generally podcast like what is good investment this, but we went in like in depth today and I love it. And I'm waiting for the articles you need to send me, right? I'm waiting for the articles.
100%. Yeah. So, neuromarketing articles I'll send you.
It was excellent connecting to you, man. Take care.
Speak to you soon. Bye.
Bye-bye.